Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Roth back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Diana is an economist. She was worked with the Reagan administration at one point in time as an economist there and an advisor to that administration, and I think maybe even Bush 41. And she's now the director of the Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website, and she's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, and we're very grateful that she's back. Diana Furchtgott-Roth, welcome back.
It's great to be with you. And yes, I was in the administrations of President Reagan, President George H.W. Bush, and President George W. Bush as Chief of Staff of the Council of Economic Advisers and Chief Economist of the U.S. Department of Labor.
Thank you for straightening me out. I did not know the third thing. I knew about the first two, but and so, folks, you can see that Diana has a deep tap root in the area of service, in the area of what's going on in the world. And Diana, one of the things that happened this week simultaneously, which is an example of the schizophrenic nature of our economy these days. The U3 unemployment number, which I think is a bogus number, went down below 6% for the first time in years. At the same time, the labor participation rate also went down, which is these are just weird numbers to be doing that at the same time, aren't they?
Well, the unemployment rate actually declined partly because more people dropped out of the labor force.
Right.
When more people drop out of the labor force, there are fewer people in the economy, so working, wanting to work. So that's one reason the unemployment rate can go down, and this is why it did go down last week. And it's very disappointing that as our economy has seen steady growth, then we also see that people are dropping out. We should see the reverse. As the economy steadily grows, people should be drawn into the labor market and start looking for jobs. And it is really a national tragedy, a national crisis, that fewer and fewer people say they are working or looking for jobs. And it's not older people retiring, by the way. The labor force participation rate of older people is higher than it has ever been. It's young people and middle-aged people who should be out there working.
Well, you know, in the past, Diana, when we've had older people shuffling off to retirement or maybe even being downsized, their jobs were being taken by young people. But today, the older people, some of the older people are doing what I just said, but they're, for some reason, the jobs that they left aren't there for the young people. What's that all about?
Well, it's also that they are staying in these jobs, Jim. They are staying in the jobs, so there aren't enough openings for young people. They're scared of retirement because they think their assets aren't worth enough. They have a lack of confidence in the future. So they are not just doing the usual move on that they did before. Labor turnover is down. Quits are down. So there isn't as much room for young people to move in, and that's very, very disappointing.
Why does the media, I know why politicians do this, because the U3 number, the household number, is a better number for politicians. But why does the media use U3? Why don't they use U6, which is a more accurate picture of the unemployment situation in America? What do you think?
It is more accurate. Right now, it's around 12%, but it's also a little bit more difficult to measure. So when you're measuring someone who is discouraged or marginally attached to the workforce, and they say they would go in if they had a job, you don't know if those data are completely accurate, and I think that's why the Labor Department has always used U3, because they think it's more accurate. Because once you get into the situation, they call your house, are you discouraged, would you have a job? You know, those aren't quite as precise
answers. It may be more scientifically precise, but it's not more accurate from the real pain that the families are feeling.
Exactly, and there's also, we can see accurately the number of people who are participating, and that trend is just very, whatever you think of the scientific nature of it, the trend downwards is very, very real.
Well, for the labor participation rate to be the lowest in 38 years, all the way back to the Carter administration, that's really shameful for America, isn't it?
It really is, and it also says a lot about how... Sorry, those are our doggies. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
It also says a lot about how economy is growing, or rather its lack of growth. We can't really pretend everything is okay when the labor force participation rate is steadily declining.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, when you hear politicians, the president, the vice president, anyone, talking about how much better the economy is getting because of some of these numbers, they're really not telling you the whole truth. You should be sure to get more information, the full picture of what's going on. And to be honest with you, we still have a very, very moribund, very sick economy right now, even though it does seem to be picking up a little bit. It's still we still have a lot of issues. And I think most of those issues have been created by Washington. 20 till right back with Diana Furchtgott-Roth. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.